Hello everyone, my name is Waleed and I'm working in security industry over the past 3 years. Firstly, I'm very thankful to this forum for giving me this opportunity to speak on this issue, that how these subcontractors are creating exploitation in this industry. Just want to make it clarify before I further go on that whatever happened in quarantine hotels is just because of the not taking proper precautions by the subcontractors, and how they just made money out of it and didn't even train their guard properly. So I'm going to explain that how these subcontractors are growing rapidly and what is the formula which they're using to increase their business. Their only targets are migrants, especially international students. I will briefly tell my own story that how I ended up working with these subcontractors. I did my security course, which cost me almost $1,700. And as soon as I got my license, I started applying in all these companies, but I had no luck. And with the reference of my friend, I ended up working with these subcontractors. They know the drill. They know that there's no direct companies going to hire international students. And that is how their business starts. And almost all of them, they speak the same first language, and that is how they take advantage out of us emotionally, saying things like, we are here to help you, we'll give you long hour shift, and all they pay you is $18 to $20 an hour, or even less than that. And it is all flat rate. There's no long service leave, no superannuation, no sick leave, no weekend or public holiday rest in it, all flat rate. They treat migrants so bad. They blackmail them, they bully them, they force them to work. I still have a message of one of the contractor asking me to do the shift next day. And because I had a family commitment, and I said, sorry, I'm not available tomorrow because of the family commitments. And I got a response back from him saying, you must do it or we have to hire some new guards. So they are ruthless. They're just money-making organizations. They don't care about health and safety or anything. Sometime, let's say if international students, they're not available to work and, they say apology is not available this week. And, what they say, they blackmail them. They be like, we'll, report it to immigration saying that you're exceeding your weekly hours of limit. And, that is on the other hand, what I have found, the direct companies, they are not, they don't want to take that responsibility. They found it hard to handle international students because of their limited hours of work. And it left no choice for international students except for working with these subcontractors. I would say there's a lack of awareness as well. We migrants were not aware of our proper entitlements, our working rights and everything. For example, if it's me, I was not aware of my proper entitlements. I mean, I knew that these subcontractors, they're stealing money from me, but how much? I was totally unaware of that until I joined United Workers Juniors and met people like Kazim and Nick. I personally think that union, it is very important in every industry. It helps the people to speak about their rights and what is going on at their workplace. They just give you that opportunity, and I'm very thankful to them. And sadly, it is not just that security industry, it's just happening in every industry. All they pay you is $13 to $20 an hour, and which is a complete flat rate. And, especially from migrants, they just take a lot of work from them. And then, at the end of the day, they just pay them nothing. They treat them so bad. What I have seen in the past few years that there has been no proper checks on all these industries. There's no accountability. I have seen few investigations going on, but all of a sudden it's all disappeared. I think what we need at the moment is to give a proper training to all the migrants. What are their proper entitlements?
Letting you know that it's at 4 minutes, so I'll just give you one more minute because you're sharing the time slot. Thank you.
No worries. Encourage them to join union and so they can speak about what's happening at their workplace. Also, I want to include one more point that as per the growing numbers of issues and increasing day-to-day expenses, if government can increase the student hours limit up to 30 hours a week, right now it's 20, so they can work having the proper entitlements and not be dodged by the subcontractors or their employers. I think there would be no harm increasing these hours of limit if it stopped exploitation, and it is worth it. And I also think that it is an ongoing issue since more than a decade now, and there's nothing comes up, and it is the right time to fight for it. Thank you.